Good morning. We're in Joshua chapter 2 again. Joshua chapter 2. Then Joshua the son of Nun sent two men as spies secretly from Shittim, saying, "Go view the land, especially Jericho." So they went and came into the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land." And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. And she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." And it came about when it was time to shut the gate at dark that the men went out. "I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stocks of flasks which she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued them on the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who were pursuing them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And when we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and spare my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." So the men said to her, "Our life for yours, if you do not tell this business of ours. And it shall come about, when the Lord gives us the land, that we will deal kindly and faithfully with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall, so that she was living on the wall. And she said to them, "Go to the hill country, lest the pursuers happen upon you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days, until the pursuers return. Then afterward you may go on your way." And the men said to her, "We shall be free from this oath to you, which you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land, you tie this cord of scarlet thread in the window through which you let us down, and gather to yourself into the house your father, your mother, and your brothers, and all your father's household. And it shall come about that anyone who goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be free. But anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be free from the oath which you made us swear." And she said, "According to your word, so be it." So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. And they departed and came to the hill country, and remained there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. Now the pursuers had sought them all along the road, but had not found them. Then the two men returned and came down from the hill country and crossed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun. And they related to him all that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, "Surely the Lord has given all the land into our hands, and all the inhabitants of the land, moreover, have melted away before us." Thus reads the word of God. Joshua 2:10-11. "For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And when we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." The last time we were together in this chapter, we began our consideration of the fact that Rahab, the prostitute in Jericho, had come to recognize the truth about the Lord God Jehovah. She had turned from her pagan deities and sought the protection and the salvation of the Lord and his chosen people. in the course of her bargaining with the spies whom she was helping escape capture, she gave voice to the statement with which we are dealing. We looked at the manner in which the hearts of those who oppose God in any form or fashion, even within His chosen people, will melt when face to face with the reality that God is the sovereign Lord of all. This morning, we want to focus more precisely on the truth of the last part of this passage. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. This was an amazing declaration that was voiced by Rahab as recorded in the Word of God. She was given the insight into the fact that it is the Lord God of the Israelites who is the Creator and the Sustainer and the only true and living God and all that He has created. The Lord God Jehovah is not just a God among the nations of the earth. He is the God to whom all owe their existence and their allegiance and their obedience and their worship. He is the Lord God Almighty, and none can stand against Him. He alone is God in heaven and on earth, because He is the one by whom all has come into being. Let us backtrack to Deuteronomy 4:36-39, where the Lord through Moses reminded the nation of who He is and all that He did for them. He was personally involved in their release from slavery. He was their salvation and sustenance throughout the wandering in the wilderness. He was the one who was guiding and feeding, and through the course of all those miracles, revealing Himself to them as their Savior and their Provider and their God. Deuteronomy 4:36-39. Out of the heavens He let you hear His voice to discipline you, and on earth He let you see His great fire, and you heard His words from the midst of the fire. Because He loved your fathers, therefore He chose their descendants after them, and He personally brought you from Egypt by His great power, driving out from before you nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in and to give you their land for an inheritance, as it is today. Know therefore today, and take it to your heart, that the Lord, He is God, in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other. This is what God had manifested to those who had the eyes to see it. Rahab was one of those who was able to recognize the truth of God and therefore call out to Him through His chosen people. She desired to become one of God's own. This was fully evidenced in the fact that she was included in the lineage of Jesus, as is detailed in the first chapter of Matthew, as we read last time. Another who made such a declaration of the faithfulness of God in dealing with His people was King Solomon at the dedication of the temple. This is recorded in 1 Kings 8:56-61, if you would please turn to it. Solomon recognized that it was through the witness of how God dealt with His people that all the rest of the world would come to know who God was and what He had put into place. It will be seen through the sovereignty of His hand ruling and overruling in all the manner of the daily walk of those who belong to Him. 1 Kings 8:56-61. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to His people Israel, according to all that He promised. Not one word has failed of all His good promise, which He promised through Moses His servant. May the Lord our God be with us, as He was with our fathers. May He not leave us or forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, which he commanded our fathers. And may these words of mine with which I have made supplication before the Lord be near to the Lord our God, day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day requires, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God, there is no one else. Let your heart, therefore, be wholly devoted to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. Another king who declared the fact that God is the God of heaven and ruler over all the nations of the earth was King Jehoshaphat, as recorded in 2 Chronicles 25 and 6. This was in his earnest need of the Lord to prove himself and to save his testimony in his people in the direst of their straits. He was facing overwhelming forces which were arrayed against Judah. Therefore, Jehoshaphat called out to the Lord in his despair, and the Lord once again proved himself victorious, as he always does. 2 Chronicles 25 and 6. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and he said, O Lord, the God of our fathers, art thou not God in the heavens? And art thou not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in thy hand, so that no one can stand against thee. We need to know, in these perilous days, filled with pandemics and civil unrest and financial and political and social collapse, that the certainty of who God is, no one and nothing can stand against him. He is our salvation. He is our God. He is our victory. He is our everything. Next, listen to the voice of the Lord through the prophet Nehemiah in Nehemiah 9, 6 through 14. Please open to it and listen to the fact of who God is as put before all the people by the prophet. He detailed the mighty working of God to show himself as the only true God through his hand upon his people. Nehemiah 9, 6 through 14. Thou alone art the Lord. Thou hast made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. Thou dost give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before thee. Thou art the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out from Ur of the Chaldees and gave him the name Abraham. And thou didst find his heart faithful before thee and didst make a covenant with him to give him the land of the Canaanite, of the Hittite, and the Amorite, of the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and the Girgashite, to give it to his descendants. And thou hast fulfilled thy promise, for thou art righteous. Thou didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and didst hear their cry by the Red Sea. Then thou didst perform signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants, and all the people of his land. For thou didst know that they acted arrogantly toward them, and didst make a name for thyself as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so they passed through the midst of the sea on dry ground, and their pursuers thou didst hurl into the depths, like a stone into raging waters, and with a pillar of cloud thou didst lead them by day, and with a pillar of fire by night, to light for them the way in which they were to go. Then thou didst come down on Mount Sinai, and didst speak with them from heaven. Thou didst give to them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. So thou didst make known to them thy holy Sabbath, and didst lay down for them commandments, statutes, and law through thy servant Moses. The psalmist picks up this reality of God proving himself through all that he does. We will look at but a couple of passages filled with this glorious bedrock truth. We begin with Psalm 83, 13 through 18, where the psalmist proclaimed that the Lord would prove himself in the manner in which God will put all those arrayed against his sovereignty and his lordship and his majesty to flight. Psalm 83, 13 through 18. Oh my God, make them like the whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, like fire that burns the forest, and like a flame that sets the mountains on fire. So pursue them with thy tempest, and terrify them with thy storm. Fill their faces with dishonor, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever, and let them be humiliated and perish, that they may know that thou alone, whose name is the Lord, art the Most High over all the earth. And then in Psalm 102, 11 through 18, the psalmist regarded how it was through the Lord's maintenance of his chosen people that the inhabitants of the world will know that the Lord, he is God, and there is no other. Here is the prophecy of the inclusion of a generation yet to come. This is the foretelling of how God will even bring the Gentiles unto himself through his faithful dealings with all peoples. Psalm 102, 11 through 18. My days are like a lengthened shadow, and I wither away like grass. But thou, O Lord, dost abide forever, and thy name to all generations. Thou wilt arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to be gracious to her, for the appointed time has come. Surely thy servants find pleasure in her stones and feel pity for her dust. So the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. For the Lord has built up Zion. He has appeared in his glory. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. This is how we can be certain that the Lord is fully covering our every step on this earth. We are here to bring praise and honor and glory and reverence unto him through the lives that we now live today in our obedience to his word, through the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling our hearts and our minds. Now hear the declaration of the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 16, 19 through 21, as he detailed how mankind is so futile with all our imagined gods and idols. There is only one true God, the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah. He is the only one who can save. He alone rules and overrules the entirety of his creation according to his plans and his purposes. Everything that is in place and everything that is happening can only do so as he allows it, and as he hedges it completely with the very boundary that he sets around it. Jeremiah 16, 19 through 21. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold and my refuge in the day of distress, to thee the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility, and things of no profit. Can man make gods for himself? Yet they are not gods. Therefore, behold, I am going to make them know. This time I will make them know my power and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. The next king that we encounter is King Nebuchadnezzar, as he made the certain declaration that we well know in Daniel 4, 34 through 37. He was the most dominant ruler of the known world of that day. Yet even he was brought to his knees by the Lord. The conversion experience of this most powerful of kings harkens us back to the conversion of Rahab. Neither of them was a Jew. Neither was of the chosen nation. Yet it was revealed to the both of them the truth of who God is and all that he has done and that he continues to do. Daniel 4, 34 through 37. But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing. But he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no one can ward off his hand or say to him, "What hast thou done?" At that time my reason returned to me, and my majesty and splendor were restored to me for the glory of my kingdom, and my counselors and my nobles began seeking me out. So I was reestablished in my sovereignty, and surpassing greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are true and his ways just, and he is able to humble those who walk in pride. As well, King Darius, who reigned mightily after Nebuchadnezzar, also was brought to the place of the recognition of the Lord God Almighty. He witnessed how the Lord proved himself in the care and the keeping of Daniel as he was thrown into the lion's den. We have this recorded in Daniel 6, 25 through 27. Daniel 6, 25 through 27. Then Darius the king wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language who are living in all the land, "May your peace abound. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." We conclude with the prophet Zechariah in Zechariah 8, 20 through 23. Here we see how the testimony of God is set in those who so call upon him and love him. It will be the witness of God in his faithfully dealing not only with the Jews, but with all who will cling to him and call on his name for salvation. His witness is not just for the nation of Israel. Through the giving of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, all the nations of the earth will come to the place of knowing that the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses is the Lord God Almighty on this earth. Zechariah 8, 20 through 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "It will yet be that peoples will come, even the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one will go to another, saying, 'Let us go at once to entreat the favor of the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts.' I will also go, so many peoples and mighty nations will come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men from all the nations will grasp the garment of a Jew, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. So be it. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Amen. And our benediction for this morning is Psalm 71:1. In Thee, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me not be ashamed. Amen. And the Lord bless you.